You are listening to another Money Halakha class on moneyhalakha.com.
Welcome to another video from moneyhalakha.com. Today we're going to be discussing a case of a person who does not want to take money for tzedakah. He's a poor person, he needs the money, and he just doesn't want to take the money. So what do you do? So there is one thing I just want to bring over here. The sefer we're using is called The Laws of Tzedakah and Maaser by Rabbi Shimon Taub. He brings over here, there is actually a makor, a source, to not taking tzedakah money even when you do need it. He brings over here that it says, Chazal said, the Chachamim said, Asei Shabbas Chachol, Ve'al Tetzarech Lebrios. A person should be willing to forego his necessities, his needs for Shabbos, rather than depend on the generosity of the public, of giving him that money. He says over here, a person who is, he's allowed to take money, he's in the category of accepting tzedakah. He doesn't have money, but he can manage without it. Then he says over here that it would be a good thing to do that, and someone who does that, he'll have a bracha that he will not leave this world until he has the money to pay for other poor people. So therefore, again, if he can get by, there is an actual bracha. So someone who doesn't want to take, you see doesn't want to take, there is something that you can, he is relying on by doing that. However, in a case where the person completely needs the money, and out of his own honor, arrogance, he doesn't want to take money because of that, then it would actually be an avera for him not to take the money. Now, in regards to paying him and giving him money for tzedakah, what are you able to do? Are you allowed to force him to take it? Can you trick him? So he brings over here is that if you know that there's a poor person who needs the money very badly and he's not taking it, so you should try as much as you can to help him in any other way. And as well, in giving him money, you can maybe give him a present or convince him in some type of investment. He gives an example, is that you should maybe try and get him to invest with you in some type of investment, and therefore, when it comes to the times of splitting profits, even though he only maybe gave you 20% of the money, and he should only get 20% of the profits, you can give him like 70 or 80% of the profits. And stick it in there and give him as a present, or somehow give it to him like that, that he won't really know that you're giving him tzedakah. Again, he says over here, in a case where you didn't make any money, the investment lost money, and there's nothing to really give him, he says you would even be allowed to tell him that the investment made money, and then give him money out of that, and he'll think, oh, the investment made money, it's his own money. You're even allowed to tell him that was the case. However, he says over here, of course, you have to be very careful with such a case, that you can't give it up, and you have to be very serious and professional about giving him the money and saying that it actually made money. Because if he ever finds out that you were lying to him, it's going to be very bad, he'll be very embarrassed, and you actually lose out more than you gain by doing such a thing. In a case where the guy doesn't have any money and he doesn't want to collect and he's not going to take it, so it says over here you'd be able to actually represent him, not even represent him, you could even say that you are the poor person yourself and go around and collect money for him. You would be allowed to do that and then give the money to him. You have to also be very careful in such a case that none of the people know who you are in such a case, because if people find out that you're collecting money and you don't really need it, they're not going to understand the whole case of what you're trying to do. It would be a tremendous chil Hashem. You have to be very careful in such a case as well. Now, it says over here that if someone who collects money for himself and he doesn't even need the tzedakah, not for him, he's not collecting for somebody else, there's very not nice things said about him. You can refer to Masechta Peah, Perek Ches Mishnah Tez, which says very nice things about somebody who does such a thing. So we're going to leave it over there. Again, in all the cases that the people you want to collect do have what to rely on, unless they actually need the money and they can't get by without it, then they have to take the money. When you're giving it to them, you have to actually change the case to convince them to actually accept the tzedakah money, even when that wasn't the case. In all practical cases, if there's any changes and you have any question about what to do, so you should speak to a halakhic authority before doing anything. Thank you very much and have a great day.